Good morning and shalom. We want to praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, we have come to learn about Jesus. We've been following the story, the greatest story ever told, of God who became flesh so that he might die for us. Now, we are in John 19, verses 1 to 16. And we are looking at a very, very interesting situation where the judge had all the proofs that the man Jesus convicted, or the man Jesus Christ, was innocent. Yet he signed in or allowed him to be crucified or to be killed. Where a judge knew the law, where a judge had the proofs, all the proofs, six times Pilate, the governor, was able to say this statement: I have not found any guilt of this man, and so he is innocent of all the accusations that you have brought to against him. Can you imagine? Six times he would say, I found no a guilt in him. But then, though he did not find any guilt in him, he finally gave him out to be persecuted, to be killed. So this morning, I want you to see how Pilate tried to win the souls of incited people. You see, this year we have been looking at winning of the souls. How do we win souls? How do we bring out? Bring about the process of conversion? How do we explain the conversion experiences of different number of people? In the course of our study in the book of John, we've discovered a number of people. We've discovered how Jesus could be able to win a number of people, or attempted to win a number of people. We had already seen how Jesus had attempted to win the king through the truth. And of course, this king was won, or the heart or the soul of Pilate was already won, or Jesus won this heart of Pilate. Now, Pilate now is trying anything he could so that he can win the hearts of people who have already been incited of the wrong. It's very hard to change the mind of people we call the crowd or the mob, and they are incited of injustices. We have known of many people who have been killed in public because people came and said, thief! And people did not think twice. They just came with stones and started stoning, and some started even burning the victim who has been mistaken or accused wrongly. And if you'd catch any one of the people who were casting stone and ask them, why are you casting stone? They will not tell you why they have done that, because they were already incited. This is a very hard soul to win. We in the book of John 19, we see Pilate, as it is recorded in verse 1, then Pilate had Jesus flogged with a lead T tipped whip. The soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put a purple robe on him. Hail, King of Jews, they mocked as they slapped him across the face. Pilate went outside again and said to the people, I am going to bring him out to you now, but understand clearly that I find him not guilty. Then Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said, look, here is the man. When they saw him, these are the people you're talking about, the leading priest and the temple guards began shouting, crucify him, crucify him. Take him yourself and crucify him. Pilate said, I find him no guilt. No guilty. You see, Pilate is trying to do very awkward things to try and appease these people. One, he allowed Jesus to be flogged or to be beaten with rods, which had tips, lead tips, that would be able to rupture the meat or to rupture the flesh out of the body of Jesus Christ. 49 minus 40 minus 1 rashes, all 39. And he allowed that. But why did he do that if he finally said, this man was, I find no guilt? We've already seen two times. I told you he said six times. Because he was trying to win the hearts of these people. He thought, if I would give them a little blood, if I would allow him to be flogged or to be beaten, these people will be satisfied. These people will be able to release and allow him to be released. But that did not work. Pilate allowed the police or his own people, the soldiers, to mistreat him by putting on the crown of thorns in the head. He allowed them to slap Jesus. He allowed even those hostilities and persecution on Jesus. He allowed them to put the purple robe. The purple robe was meant for the king. And actually they give him a stick. And he came with blood everywhere. And he said, behold, this is the man. And when he was saying this, he thought that these people would be appeased. He thought that the leading priest and the temple guards and the people would be able to say, oh, this, we are doing very bad. You see, when people have started doing evil, they closed their ears, they closed their thinking, and they are no longer thinking by themselves. That's why when some of the people in this world, and you know them, when they are trying to kill or trying to do evil, they chant. They come out chanting. And they say, they chant the name of their God, they chant the name of their prophet, they chant the name of the people, you know, they think that they believe in, so that with their chanting, with their shouting, they are closing themselves so that they make themselves numb of every other voice that was speaking to them. Do you remember when they were killing, when they were killing Stephen, they took Stephen outside, and they were shouting. Now, one thing about shouting, and this is the psychology. It is the psychology of shouting when people are trying to kill or they're trying to destroy the things of the believers, the things of the people of Jesus Christ. It started with Jesus. It's a psychology. It's a mob psychology, where people want to become senseless. They don't want to, you know, to come into the sense. And that's what they were trying to do here. They were shouting, crucify him, crucify him. And whatever Pilate was saying, it was finding no ears to rest on. And so he, you know, he went on and he came and asked him, he allowed Jesus that to come in him. And so he asked the people, why should we crucify him? And what has he done? And this, the Jewish leaders in verse 7 says, the Jewish leaders replied, by our law, he ought to die because he called himself the Son of God. When Pilate heard this, he was more frightened than ever. Why was he frightened more than ever? When he heard that Jesus is the Son of God. This is because in the olden days, the heathens, the people who were not born again, they believed that their gods would come here on earth in the form of flesh. They believe that God would be manifested here on earth in human form. Do you remember in Acts 14, when Paul performed a miracle on a cripple, and when this cripple who was crippled for many years, when he started walking and he became whole, the whole of the city of Derbe, Lystra and Derbe, they came out also shouting and exclaiming and calling Paul and Barnabas gods, Zeus. You know, they were calling them gods because pagan world, they believe that God would appear in human flesh. And so Pilate also knew that he was in the same category. And so when he saw Jesus, and when these people confirmed that Jesus called himself the Son of God, he was frightened because he knew God has come in human form. Nevertheless, the people who were saying he claimed to be God, they could not believe. Yet this heathen king believed that God had come in human flesh. And that's why he was so frightened all the more. And he took Jesus in his headquarters and he asked, who are you? Where do you come from? But Jesus gave no answer. Why don't you talk to me? Pilate demanded. Don't you realize that I have the power to release you and the power to crucify you? Then Jesus said, you'd have no power over me at all unless it was given to you from above. So the one who has handed me over to you has greater sin. Then Pilate tried to release Jesus, but the Jewish leaders shouted, if you release this man, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who declares himself as a king is a rebel against Caesar. When they said this, Pilate brought Jesus out to them again. Then Pilate sat down on the judgment seat on the platform that is called Gabbatha. It was now about noon on the day of preparation for the Passover. And Pilate said to the people, look, here is your king. Away from him, they yelled, away with him, crucify him. What? Crucify your king? Pilate asked. We have no king but Caesar, the leading priest shouted back. Then Pilate turned Jesus over to them to be crucified. Now, what you're saying here is that Pilate here is now getting so much afraid because he didn't know that God has come in human flesh. He has been approved by these Jewish leaders. And when he was asking Jesus where he came from, just to see whether he came from above, Jesus again approved or agreed, yes, I came from above. And he said, you do not have power over me to crucify me. Was it not given from above? When he talked about from above, Pilate confirmed, yes, this is God in human flesh. And he said, I found no guilt in him. And when he was going out, he has already confirmed, this is God in human flesh. I cannot be part of the game. And you discover he was able to wash his hands, and he was able to say, I'm not part of this deal. And he washed his hands with water, and he said, you take your man, crucify him, I'm not part of it. And indeed, that's how Pilate allowed Jesus to be crucified, though he knew he was the Son of God. Would we be able to see and be able to be convinced? It is very hard to convince people who are incited of the wrongdoing. Father, we ask that you may give us the ability to be convinced that you are God. Let us go through the proofs that you have to know that you are God in human flesh. In Jesus' name we pray.